台湾总统蔡英文星期三就他第二任期举行了就职典礼，多位的美国国会两党议员都预先录制了视频，向蔡英文以及台湾人民表示祝贺。美国国会参众两院外交委员会的主席不仅预先录制了视频，也在蔡英文宣誓之后第一时间在他们的推特上发文向蔡英文来道贺。接下来我们先来听听参众两院外交委员会的主席在他们的视频当中说了什么。
I would like to warmly congratulate President TsiOn her inauguration today, following Taiwan's successful democratic election in January. During this uncertain and unprecedented time, one thing remains steadfast, the long-standing friendly relationship between the United States and Taiwan. During this pandemic, the importance and value of this relationship has never been more evident. President Tsai has done a remarkable job.Of mitigating the coronavirus in Taiwan and helping global efforts to combat the virus. The United States thanks Taiwan for donating millions of masks. The United States will remain committed to ensuring that Taiwan can participate in the international community to combat these global challenges. And we are committed to deepening our relationship with Taiwan.
Congratulations to President Tsai Ing-wen on her second inauguration.And congratulations to the people of Taiwan on yet another successful democratic election. I have been a staunch supporter of the U.S.-Taiwan partnership during my 30 years in Congress. Taiwan has consistently shown that it is a responsible and generous member of the international community, despite the Beijing government's attempts to isolate them.Nowhere has that been more evident in the way Taiwan has responded to the COVID-19 pandemic in extending a helping hand to those in need around the world.
不过就在美台关系持续升温的同时，中国却频频以军事威胁、外交打压等方式来释放警告的信号。对此，目前担任参议院情报委员会代理主席的卢比奥参议员对美国之音表示，他希望武力选项不是目前北京正在考虑的，因为那将带来灾难性的后果。我们继续来听听两党议员在有关问题上怎么说。
I think the pressure they put on Taiwan on a regular basis is extraordinary. I'd be shocked if it was a military interference.But ultimately, I think they've made it abundantly clear that if they can, they intend to force unification one way or the other. But I hope that's not something they're contemplating doing now. It would be a catastrophic event that would lead to an armed conflict with the United States, who has a commitment to come to Taiwan's defense. So let's just hope that's not the case. That would be bad for everyone.
There's no reason for China to escalate military actions as it relates to Taiwan.I think that the president has taken a very clear but not confrontational role from my perspective. She wants to maintain the essence of the, you know, structure that has been existed, but wants to keep Taiwan's autonomy a reality. That should not create a cause for China.To increase conflict at the end of the day.
I don't, the reason I'm not is that they've done everything they can do anyway, in my opinion. Now, I'm talking about China. So anything more that they could do, they would have already done anyway. So I'm not concerned.
除此之外，一向在国会中十分支持台湾的参议院外交委员会亚太小组主席加德纳参议员，也在蔡英文宣誓之后第一时间在他的推特上向蔡英文表示祝贺。加德纳参议员在他的推特上说，全世界都在关注着台湾这一民主时刻，他希望有朝一日北京能够向台北学习尊重人权和基本自由，并且真正的关心全世界。以上是美国之音记者李毅华、钟瑞哲在国会山的采访报道。